Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm a meditation teacher who shares a different meditation technique every day on the podcast. And each technique is customized for a weekly theme. So we explore a different weekly theme. And in today's episode, which is episode 674, we're going to start a brand new 7-part meditation series. Every series lasts a week. And in this week's series, our theme is abundance. And as you explore different meditation techniques to help you pursue abundance in your life, whatever that might mean for you, you're going to be guided on a journey to explore what abundance means for you and how to really manifest that in your life. And I don't mean manifest it in some kind of a woo-woo way. I mean, what can you do to really bring about abundance to where it's a natural part of your life? It's something that you create yourself. It's not something that is granted for you. It's something that you know how to bring about in your life at will. And so I'm very excited to share this week's meditation series on abundance with you. And in today's meditation, I'm going to guide you through a meditation where you're going to do more of a visualization meditation. Whenever I launch into a brand new theme, I like to have you really focus on what you want to happen throughout the week. So this can become a natural part of your life so that you can really develop the qualities of abundance in your life. So whether you're lying down listening to this meditation, whether you're walking or doing dishes or doing some kind of errands or commuting to work, whatever stage you are on your meditation journey, honor yourself for simply attuning yourself to the benefits of meditation. Even if you don't actually sit down to meditate, that's perfect for you where you are in your life. Sometimes we have lots of things going on in our lives that just don't allow us to plan a consistent meditation ritual. I get a lot of messages from people saying that, you know, as much as they'd love to meditate, it's really difficult to make it happen because, especially I will say, if you have young children, it's really difficult because young children, try as you might, it's hard to put them on a schedule. They might get sick, things come up, and so trying to fit in some time to meditate consistently can just go by the wayside when you're at certain points in your life. So do what you can and just relax and enjoy the process and the stage you're currently in, whatever stage that may be. And know that when the time is right for you, at some point, your life will slow down, things will fall together a little more easily, and you will probably have times in your life where you do have consistency and you're not interrupted all the time. And that is when you will be able to really take your meditation ritual to the next level, where you sit down and go into your inner stillness. So if you are seated, go ahead and close your eyes gently. Straighten up your spine. Your spine is your lifeline in yoga and meditation. When your spine is straight, it helps to energize you and it helps to keep you focused. As soon as you slump, you start to feel your energy level fall. So keep your spine nice and straight and alert. Close your eyes, and as they're closed, keep them slightly elevated upward. This keeps your thoughts uplifted. Relax your jaw. Soften your neck. Relax your shoulders and your spine. Feel the tension drain down your spine. Relax your chest and your arms. Relax your hands as you rest them on your lap with your palms upward or downward. Relax your stomach. Feel it soften, not sucking it in, because this is going to create anxiety in your body. So you want to just let your stomach hang out. Relax your hips and your thighs. Soften your knees. Relax your calves and your feet. Beautiful. Notice how you feel right now. And if you have any remaining tension, just notice it and know that you're going to transition to a state of stillness. You can kind of breathe into any resistance. You may not be able to release tension completely. Just breathe into it. Feel it soften. Notice your breath. Notice each inhale and exhale through your nose. Allow yourself to gently be guided into stillness. Not forcing your breath in any way, simply allow it to naturally flow. Think about an area of your life where you would love to experience more abundance. Could be your health, your relationships, your living circumstances, your friendships, your career. Maybe you'd love a little bit of downtime. You'd love to go on a vacation. And as you think about this area in your life where you'd like a little more abundance, really focus on what you want. Think it through and begin to work it out. You don't have to have all the answers right now, but begin to see it emerge. Begin to see possibilities, connections, where before you didn't see any way this could come into your life. This takes a lot of perseverance. It takes a lot of courage. You must be brave to see your idea through. Many people think of what they want, but they don't really put their will into it and think it through. It takes tenacity to work it out. You're developing your mind power. So your desire or want is like a little seed. You plant it. You could have lots of little seeds that you've planted, things you want. And you have to be careful when you want something, because it can bring you great joy, or it can bring you a lot of grief. Because if you just spend time wanting it and you don't get it, you feel unfulfilled or frustrated or jealous of others. You lose confidence. You feel angry, resentful. You may even feel entitled to something that you don't have yet. You have to grow it with your mind power. You have to develop the will within you to see it through. Visualize very strongly what you want and how that could work out for you. You may not have all the answers now, but you'll know something. And then you'll learn another thing. And then you'll learn another thing. Visualize. And then apply your willpower with your thought. When you imagine something with all your willpower, this becomes a deep conviction within you. And with that conviction, there's no way you won't make it happen. Continue meditating, visualizing in as much detail as possible, abundance in some area of your life. Really think about how you could bring this about in your life. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.